Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We are back with Nathaniel Gillis, the religious demonologist. And Nathaniel, let's talk about the haunted house. Now, did you live in it for 20 years or you researched the haunted house for 20 years?
I researched. I want to make that correction. Yeah, I was in the house for about five.
Okay.
And but I went to a second house and that entity followed me. But the first house was the most active, absolutely.
What happened? Tell us about the haunted house.
Oh, goodness. like I said, I was 8 years old, and it began, like I told you, you know, I walked in, and I just smelled just a stench, you know. And later on in my life, Dr. Barry Taft, the great towering Dr. Barry Taft, call it a decomposing or rotting organic matter. And so it began with the smell, and it began with I guess it was an apparition underneath the bed. But I could tell that she was hiding. And I just felt fear. And so that was the beginning of 5 years from hell.
I believe it. Did somebody die in that house?
I think so. I've researched it. I haven't been able to find any records.
Don't they have to disclose that before you move in?
They do, and they should have.
They should have. That's right.
And I'm glad that society is maturing to that point now. But I went back to that house in Dayton, Ohio, and, revisiting some of my neighbors. And I asked them, I said, how many people have lived in that house? He said, after you left, he said, everybody, they rent the house out. And he said, the people that rent the house, they only stay there for about 4 or 5 months at a time.
Uh-huh, that'll tell you.
Oh, absolutely, right? That's the number one.
And it's not an Airbnb rental, that's for sure.
Nobody's making any money then.
That's right.
But it started out as the apparition and then the smell, and then it began, we had all wooden floors, and it began with what I heard was footsteps and the wooden floor creaking. And so I would walk out there at 2 or 3 in the morning, and I didn't see anybody. Nobody was there.
As an 8-year-old now?
Yeah.
My God. Where were your parents?
They were across the way.
Did they know you were wandering around?
Yeah, they did. And they didn't understand a lot of what I was going through. And that's not, kudos to them for at least helping me out on some of the things.
Yeah.
You know, but it was absolutely crazy because the phenomenon, rather, would build itself layer upon layer. And it started out, like I said, it was the apparition, and then it was the smell in the room, then the footsteps. And then I heard voices. And it was a lot like the Skinwalker Ranch phenomenon, where you hear voices up above you. And you can't understand what they're saying, but you can very much understand that someone is saying something. And so that moved on. And then I remember in the middle of winter, I had looked out the window, and I was 8 years old, so I was a little dude. And I remember looking up to the window, rather, and I saw a shadow figure.
Tippy toes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm a short guy, so yeah. You know, and I'm looking at it, and it scared me to death. So I just ran and got underneath my covers. And I remember the next day, I got up for school, and I looked down, and I saw two footprints in snow outside my window. So here's the problem. The window itself was a very tall window. So like where it began was like 6-7 foot. And so whatever was looking into my room had to have been either Nephilim or some big dude.
Well, and to leave footprints means to me that it was a physical creature.
It could have been, yeah. There was a lot of stuff that happened, George. Like, I remember waking up. Here's what's fascinating to me.
I mean, would a ghost or a demon leave a physical footprint?
They can. Absolutely, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Just like they can, you know, physically smack someone.
Sure.
Or scratch someone. And, you know, we have cases even with the Hat Man. One of my best friends had an experience with the Hat Man. It was an apparition. And when they got his mom up and looked in the garage, you saw muddy footprints. So these guys can do a lot. But the craziest thing I noticed and went through was, I would go to sleep, and I had a nightmare. It was in all black and white. And I remember walking down into a park, and they have, like, you know, those shelters where you have a family reunion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were two kids. I was young. I had no idea what drugs were. I mean, I was pure as a driven snow.
Well,
I didn't.
You're a little 8-year-old boy, for crying out loud.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time. But I remember walking up on these guys, and they had their backs turned towards me. They were on a picnic table. And the guy on the right had a needle in his arm. And
ouch.
He didn't acknowledge me, but the one on the left did. And I'm walking up to them, and I'm like, I don't even know how I'm doing this, right? I don't want to go see these guys. I'm freaking out inside. But the one on the left turned and looked at me, smiled, and put a gun in his mouth.
No.
Yes, sir.
He didn't pull it, did he?
He pulled it. And then every time he would pull it, I would wake up in a cold sweat, and there would be a heaviness. I'm talking like the air in the room got thick. And I had that nightmare for months.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
And it even got to a point. Do I?
Horrible for a little boy to have to go through that.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. And I went through that, and it got to a point where I would be forced to stay up all night with the lights on. And so what I would do, I mean, I even failed a grade in school because I would stay up all night till 7 in the morning when the sun rose, and then I'd get a quick 30, 40 minutes of sleep, go to school, and sleep all day.
Were you getting physically sick from all of this?
Yeah, I was, yeah. There was, and this is, a side effect of a haunting.
I mean, at what point, Nathaniel, do your parents say, we're going to have to take you to a doctor or a psychologist or something?
They prayed for me a lot, and I figured out that this was something that I alone had to deal with.
And no disrespect, but I mean, were they intricately involved in trying to get this fixed for you?
They were.
Okay.
My dad, my dad was working first shift, and here I am as an 8-year-old, bringing my mattress into the room and laying down.
And your pillow and popping down on the pillow and the mattress, and there you were.
Yeah, I did that a lot. But I remember waking up one night after the dream, and I looked in the corner. I had the lights off, and I looked in the corner, and there was a black, like, cloud-like figure in the corner of the room. And I remember it making me feel, this is crazy, it made me feel like I was the smallest thing in the entire universe. And in doing that, it made me feel like whatever this entity was bigger than anything I can imagine. And that's what forced me out. I got into researching the paranormal later on, and I realized, hey, I'm not the only one experiencing this stuff.
Well, at what age did you start doing heavy research into the paranormal, the demons?
About 15.
15. All right. That's still pretty young.
Oh, yeah. I had to know what I experienced. I was tired of feeling like I was crazy. I mean, George, it would follow me.
Did you have friends?
I'm sorry?
Did you have friends?
Yeah, I had a lot of friends, and they never knew understood what was going on. I mean, it's kind of like, you live in a haunted house. You don't really want to tell anybody, because nowadays people are like, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're a weirdo.
So you kept it a secret?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
For the longest time, and I kept it a secret until I understood what was happening and until I could articulate the experiences that I had in a very meaningful and germane way. But when I was 15 and 16 years old, that's when I got into paranormal research, like I said, and I began to read things, like the Bridgeport Poltergeist, the Parent Family Haunting, just a bunch of them.
Did you do it all on your own, Nathaniel, or did you have some kind of teacher helping you along?
No, it was just me. Yeah, it was just me, George, but it was fascinating to me. And the more I got into this stuff, the better I felt because, again, I felt alienated and disenfranchised by my own self. I didn't understand it, But once I got through all that and I started to realize that there are people all over the world who are experiencing what I experienced, and that's when I decided, you know what, they need more validity concerning in Christianity, because we have a lot of people, George, that are experiencing hauntings, poltergeists, and supernatural phenomenon, and they have no one to go to in the Christian church.
No. No, they can't.
And the best they can offer, the theologians, many of them, the best they can offer is saying, we'll pray for you.
And what would you say, Nathaniel, out of 20 houses, how many do you think are haunted? One, maybe? Maybe?
Well, depending on how old it is, even though that's not really a restriction.
That's not the barometer.
Out of 20, I would say about maybe one.
Yeah. I mean, the percents are pretty low.
Yeah, it is pretty low. And I don't want to seem like only old houses can be haunted. I mean, look at the Keith Linder situation in Seattle. And, they built that house, I think it was 2004, and crazy stuff started happening. So, but, I more than anything, George, I wanted to make sure that everybody who is like in Christianity or even in Judaism, just because you've experienced something and you give it to someone who is not learned or educated or even open-minded enough to validate it, does not in any way discount the validity of your experience. You are experiencing very real things. And my goal in this was to find points of reference, or frames of reference, rather, in the Bible to help us deal with these things and really put at ease the hearts and minds of people who are experiencing things that they just don't understand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You have something called the preternal natural epiphenomenal philosophy.
Yes, sir.
What the heck is that?
That's a good question. Very good question. Well, that began when I read a book by Professor Henry Wyman. He was a theologian and went back to Harvard in the 1800s, I think. And he wrote a book called The Religious Experience and the Scientific Method, and he described how someone can walk into a dimly lit room and their hand touches the edge of a tablecloth. And he says, even though I don't understand what I touched, the experience of the touching is real. Now, preternatural epiphenomenal philosophy is understanding that what we feel might not be the spirit itself at all. And I postulate that by describing me. Let's say if I walked into a pool of water and I created a wake in the water, which is displaced water, the wake is not me at all, but it's a secondary consequence of my presence. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I think that the paranormal research right now, I mean, my goodness, we have people that can download an app, go pick up EVPs, and now they, you know, but no big deal. No, the problem is, again, we do what the Hebrews did in antiquity, is we take experiences and we slap demon on it. And I think that is preternatural epiphenomenal philosophy, is when they sit there and say, you know what, it smells like sulfur, it's the demon of sulfur. And that's what they did in the first and second temple of Judaism, and it just completely killed our understanding of what we're dealing with.
Would you say that you are strictly a demonologist, or would you say you're a demonologist and an exorcist?
I am not an exorcist. I am strictly a demonologist.
Okay.
Exorcism, right now, I mean, obviously you mentioned the Catholic Church, and one of my great heroes is the absolutely preeminent Malachi Martin.
Yes. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. He was... Oh, He was incredible. I have a first edition of his book, Hostage to the Devil, and I keep that, you know, hidden and wrapped up in paper so nobody can touch it. But the problem is when we're dealing with exorcism, we're dealing with unclean spirits, and I can prove that in any way we wish to. And you asked me a question earlier about why it is that the Catholic Church seems to have a great authority on it.
Yeah.
The fact is, it's not just the quoting of Jesus, it's not just the asking of the name, but it's the sprinkling of holy water. Now, Malachi Martin would tell you about how you sprinkle holy water on them, and they'll know the difference between Dasani and holy water. And I think that we are we're given hints to what's really going on, because all of this phenomenon, all of it, can be found in the Bible.
Wouldn't holy water, if you tossed it at a demon, kind of burn them?
Yes. And in that process,
I keep thinking
again,
of the.
I'm sorry.
Keep thinking of the Wizard of Oz when the witch was doused in water and she was melting.
No doubt.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.